This is Social Entrepreneur with Dario Otero of Youth Lens 360.
And that's really the magic, is allowing those young people to have that space to just think up crazy, wonderful ideas and then bring them to the market. I mean, that's what I do.
Welcome to Social Entrepreneur. My name is Tony Lloyd. I'm a former Fortune 500 executive, but today I spend my time with changemakers who are making an impact in the world. Each week we hear exciting stories of ordinary people just like you who are making a difference. They share their successes, their failures, and what they're learning along the way. Thanks for being with me today. Let's get started. Hi, and welcome back to Social Entrepreneur and today's guest, Dario Otero of Youth Lens 360. So, did you ever have a teacher that really changed your life? That's how I think about Dario. So, Dario runs a for-profit company called Youth Lens 360, but he's really sort of a facilitator and a teacher at heart. Now, also, when I think about this story, I think about what are the life skills that young people will need to be productive now in the 21st century. We think about the gig economy. We think about these entrepreneurial kind of skills, communication and negotiation and all those things. And that's exactly what Dario teaches young people. And then the young people provide services such as visual communication, product marketing, branding, social media, and now even consulting services to companies that are interested in reaching youth ages 14 to 24. So they are the audience that companies are trying to reach, and they're giving feedback and providing services to these companies. So it's a great story. Here he is, Dario Otero of Youth Lens 360.
My name is Dario Otero. I'm the CEO and founder of Youth Lens 360. Youth Lens 360 is a youth marketing company, a for-profit company that works with youth, brings them into a space where they get to try out business and also produce products and services for companies. And at the same time, as the youth entrepreneur training center, they get to use what they learn on these different projects and bring it into a world of their own and start their own business.
When you define youth, what's your age limits on that?
Yes. So we work with youth age 14 to 24, but we'll go below and above that age bracket if needed. It's just one of the target ages that we really want to work with. We work with the youth in high schools and in those different areas, and we also work with them in the field in different areas. But there's this core group of youth that are 19 to 24 that really, I think, people are forgetting about. There's a gap there that we really try to focus on, where youth get out of school and they're not connected to anything and they really want to be a part of something, but they also have this amazing entrepreneurial spirit that they bring that's just untapped right now.
What's the business model then? How do you make money?
So we make money in a couple of different ways. We go and do contract for work, contract for service. We also do things like facilitation and help to work with companies that see youth as a brilliant way to move forward an agenda or a product or a service. We also started think tanking with companies. So if they have an idea or some product that they want to bring to the market, we can help them position that product in a way that you feel is a way that they should position it. But also we can create content for that. So social media marketing strategies, video production strategies around the products that they want to sell, services that they want to provide.
I hear you talking about the think tank part and the facilitation part, but when it comes to the product part of that, yeah, I heard you say social media and video production. Is that right?
Yes, I would say that you've probably know that more than most of the companies that are out there. That's something that they just naturally have embedded in them, is the ability to know what attracts people's attention on social media, what they can use for marketing tools that, you know, may be creative and outside the box thinking that most companies won't think about because they are living in that world right now. So to be able to say, how do I take something that I naturally use on a day-to-day basis and turn it into something I could use to profit or make money for myself? That's really what I'm trying to do, is tap into that untapped potential that so many people overlook.
I hardly ever talk to a major corporation without hearing them saying, we're really trying to reach a younger audience, right?
Right.
You know, I have friends from Fortune 500 companies, and they're always just like, we're really trying to get into that. We're trying to tap into the end and all this stuff. And then I see things that people try to do, and it's so ham-handed and so awkward. It's like, you know, they'll reach out to somebody that they consider a youth person because that was who appealed to them when they were young. And so it is sometimes companies get it wrong. Now, there are companies that get it right. You not only say, we understand youth, but you are the youth, right?
Correct.
You're not just bringing theoretical how to appeal to young people, but you're actually the young people that they're trying to appeal to. So you bring that to the table, right?
Yes, and I facilitate that. So as a young person myself, I'm in my 30s, but I know that in order to really allow young people to step into their brilliance, you need to facilitate that energy, right? So if you're dealing with a 14 to 20-year-old or a 20 to 24-year-old, like there's something that you just need to allow them to be their self that needs to happen, right? Like I can't come in and teach this, but here's what the question is. How do you want to solve it is more of the approach of that I take. And then I pretty much stand in as a mentor between some of the businesses, some of the people that are from an older generation and the young people, and make sure that, you know, I'm making sure the communication is flowing back and forth. And that's really the magic, is allowing those young people to have that space to just think up crazy, wonderful ideas and then bring them to the market. I mean, that's what I do.
Let's talk about where this came from. What was your background? How'd you get into this?
I graduated out of college in visual communications technology, which was a major at Bowling Green State University. They basically merged the visual arts with marketing business degrees. So basically, they said, okay, we know this is coming in the future, photography, video production, graphic design, but then how do you make money with that, right? So visual communication technology was the start of it for me. I graduated out of college, got into marketing, sales, stuff like that. But then I also, during the time that I was in college, I had an internship at a high school here in the Twin Cities called High School for Recording Arts. Now, when I took the skills that I had learned in visual communications technology and business and brought it into a high school, you know, the kids just flourished. I mean, the stuff that I was learning in college, they understood at a very high level, regardless of the stuff that they had been told in their day-to-day regular traditional high school experiences that they've had, right? So they just gravitated to the stuff that I was, you know, learning in college. So fast forward to later on, I ended up working as a teacher and started out as a paraprofessional, and then eventually went back to go get my master's in special education. I created a program called VIP, Visual Inclusion Program, which was really just me learning what I learned in college and bringing it into that setting for special education students and allowing them to do what I call a coffee shop model, which is we provide photography, video production services. Anybody else in the school has to come to us to be able to use those services. And what happened was a lot of companies started to come to us and say, you guys do really good work. I don't care if you are in a high school. I want you to do this work for us. And then it eventually led to other things like campaigns for State Farm. And we did some stuff with United Way. And all this wonderful stuff is happening. But the system of school didn't really understand what we were doing, right? And, you know, I was at one of the most progressive charter schools in the city. But beyond that, at MDE and different places like that, they didn't really understand how do you package this thing that we're doing. So that's really what made me want to step out and do Youth Lens 360, because I knew youth needed to be able to step into their brilliance in the real world, real opportunities, real experiences that they could have and make some money. And school just wasn't set up in that way, right?
Like, right. So how did you go out and launch your own business then?
Yeah, so I started my business 2 years ago in November 2016. It was really me just saying, how do I then go out and do what I know I used to love to do as a freelancer and just find contracts, find work. But then when I would do this, I would bring along young people. That was my key. That was my thing that I did. I said, if I'm going to go out here and find this contract, I'm going to show them why they need to work with young people to provide this service. And that's really what I did. So that's how I started up. It was real raw. You know, whatever my last check was and some of my teacher retirement money and a couple family members that lend me a couple dollars to buy equipment. And I went, you know, all I needed was a camera and a microphone. And then eventually we bought some lights. And then now we have small compared to other production companies, but very powerful set of tools and equipment.
You had this idea for this business. You were basically like a solo entrepreneur in a way. You went out and you started this thing as like a individual solo company. How did that turn into now a for-profit company that employs youth?
It started out really, honestly, probably one of the first contracts I had was the Minnesota Department of Education. We did some video production work with them. And then the second contract I had was like with the state of Minnesota. And those two contracts alone got us a head start, like to where we could, you know, I could not pay youth to work for me, but also contract with youth, right? That was the key. It was like, how did I get them into a mindset of, I'm not working for Youth Lens 360. I'm contracting with Youth Lens 360 to, you know, with my new company that I just formed as well.
Yeah.
So that happened. And that was the start of it. It was going out, finding some work, finding some people that understood that not only are we coming to provide the service that you usually pay big production companies for, but we get to bring along the youth that you're trying to target. So as you begin to think about the product or service that you were providing, right, like this particular project that we did for the state was called Connect 700, which was really an internal training video for the state of Minnesota to teach people, you know, the right, correct ways to interview people with disabilities. Well, our young people were like, how do you make this exciting, vibrant, you know, the beat, the music, the voice that's on the voiceover has to be exciting for people to be able to sit through his training video, right? And I don't think the state ever really thought about the training video needing to be excited. They just want to get all this information in. But bringing youth into that picture and saying, what can we do with this to make it exciting, created something they never had before and has developed a great relationship with the state of Minnesota and Youth Lens 360.
You landed some pretty big contracts right up front, and so that gave you a little bit of cushion. How'd you get your next few customers then? How'd you get the word out?
Yeah, so the word got out. I think, you know, it was just like one person told another person told another person, because it really is like this. If you're doing something in business in 2018 right now, you need a visual, right? You have to be representing yourself visually. And if you're doing that, you know, people are saying, how can I get this done? Who's doing this work? And our name just continued to pop up because people had this experience with youth, walking into a space, setting up cameras, setting up the interview, asking the questions. So they had an amazing experience and they wanted to pass that experience on to other customers. And literally that's how we got, you know, more and more work. We also did a very big project where we were hired by Forbes Solutions and Paula Forbes. She brought us into this Reimagine Minnesota work that was going on. And that was an amazing opportunity because Reimagine Minnesota was working with 42 school districts across the metro. And they were trying to look for answers to, you know, solve some challenging problems and issues in the school districts. And she said, you know, the best way to do this is to bring youth into the picture. And so she brought us in not only to create visuals, to create video, but also to help bring young people in to help facilitate these conversations in the world cafes across the metro. That was brand new work to us. That was something that, you know, she helped to train our young people. And we continue to train in that way because Paula Forbes is always saying you need these facilitation skills to be able to walk into these spaces, have critical conversations, lead to answers and solutions. And so now all our young people are constantly getting trained in these ways to be able to step into that work.
Yeah. So she became a bit of a mentor to you too, didn't she?
Yeah. Paula Forbes is an amazing mentor, not only to me, but every single youth that walks into the Youth Lens 360, and everything from, you know, it could be, how do I fill out this invoice? How do I do some of this? You know, how do I write a vitae up for myself? Because somebody's requiring that. So even like little stuff, like when I was in high school, I drove without a license at 16. And how do I figure out how to navigate that legal system? Because she's a lawyer. So like those little things like that matter to the youth because they never really have those mentors in place sometimes that can help them navigate this, you know, challenging world.
I'm really interested in this whole idea about ecosystems lately. I've been thinking about that a lot. And we talked about who mentored you, Paula Forbes, you mentioned. Who inspired you? When you looked around and you're saying, I want to be like that, who inspired you?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I had a childhood friend, my best friend in the world. he had two bigger brothers. And one of his bigger brothers was Donnie Bryant. And Donnie Bryant was one of the guys who, you know, like when he was gone at college, I got to sleep in his bed when I was sleeping over at my friend's house. Well, Donnie would come home from college and he was in, I believe marketing was his major at the Michigan State University. And he would come home and just sit down with us and literally talk to us about marketing principles, but also higher level thinking, like, who are you? Who do you want to become? Like, all these challenges in the world are coming. You know, how are you guys going to face that? How are you going to stick together as friends and drive through these challenges? And Donnie ended up leaving and moving here to Minnesota when I was still in college in Ohio. And he was starting his business here, the Alden Group. And that was shipping products like to the communities of color. Like, he was thinking about healthy green wipes and, you know, how do we start using olive oils instead of grease? And, you know, he was shipping these products and all around. And he was, you know, really building his business, but he's always just been a mentor to me, just in the fact that every stage of my life, I've been able to call and pick up the phone and just ask him a question. Now, I won't get off the phone for 2 hours because he's helping me not only dodge challenges that he's had and, you know, pitfalls that he's had to overcome so that I don't have to, you know, go through that. And so then that's what I pass on to the young people. It's like, if Donnie can do that for me through my whole course of life, then I'm going to pass that on to young people. Hey, don't, you know, watch out for this, watch out for that. Here's how you handle this, because those are the things that will help them to get to where I am much faster. And this is how Donnie's helped me get to where he was much faster, is being able to give me that information. So
people who are listening may be interested in starting their own social enterprise. So you run a for-profit social enterprise. You've learned a heck of a lot on this journey. What's something you learned on your journey that you would just pass along?
My journey has been interesting because I didn't know I was a social entrepreneur. I didn't know that I was, you know, they had an actual name for it. I just knew that I needed to step into a world where people weren't fulfilling this like mission of helping youth not only think about what they want to do in life, but how can youth then think about the world in a way where they can change it? So if they're coming from a community that's going through challenging issues, maybe working a job in that community isn't the only answer. Maybe starting a nonprofit to help that community is not the only answer. Maybe I could start a business in that community and hire my friends, hire my family, and then we can grow like that. And so I didn't realize that that was a social enterprise, that I was helping people from, you know, challenged communities be able to see this world that usually they can't tap into. But as I moved on and in my work, I started to understand why people really need to have that piece in their business. And one of the things I always tell people is like, you need to not only hire youth, but allow them to share the knowledge and the insights that they have. Know that they're smart. Allow them to, you know, step into the light and not always feel like you need to talk down to young people or give them a message from the older generation. But how can we all meet together, right, and say, here's what I know. Here's the things I've been through. But ask the youth these questions, like, what have you done and how can you step into the work and help me step into my work that I'm doing? And that even exchange back and forth is where the magic happens.
Ah, that's great. So if people are looking for Youth Lens 360, where would they look?
Yeah, so we are on all social media. So Twitter is at Youth Lens 360. The best place is probably youthlens360.com. We are also on Instagram at youthlens360, Facebook. We have a like page at youthlens360. We're at the Impact Hub in downtown Minneapolis, and that has been an amazing place to be at. The Impact Hub is full of entrepreneurs that have these social missions and that are trying to do a good in the world. And we get to walk around with everybody from computer programmers to CEOs of other companies, rub shoulders with those guys on a daily basis. And our young people use the offices there at the Impact Hub to be able to start their business. And it's just been wonderful. So you can find us at the Impact Hub as well. So
a call to action. So people have been hanging out with you and me for like the last 20, 25 minutes or so. Now they could just like hit next on their podcast player, or they could go and do something. So what would you encourage people to go and do as a result of this conversation?
I would say go to the local school, go to the local bus stop, and talk to these young people that you see that you may not think you could have a conversation with. and see their brilliance and see and understand the importance of mentoring and also the exchange of knowledge that you may have. I think that so often we don't understand each other and people don't think they could talk to certain people in certain places that they're at. And, you know, just that conversation at the bus stop to let people know that, hey, you know, I come here every day just like you do, but who are you? Right? Like if we could get out in the world and just start to ask those questions of like, who are you? Here's who I am. I think we could open up a whole different, you know, world, a whole different conversation. Honestly, that's all we're doing at the Impact Hub is we're in that space and we're saying, here's the young people that you walk by on a daily basis. But now we're in the space with everyone. How can we all have this conversation that needs to be had?
Good. Well, Dario, thanks so much for being with us on Social Entrepreneur.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks to you, the listener, for joining us today. You are the reason that we produce Social Entrepreneur every Monday. You can find the show notes, bonus material, and more at tonyloyd.com. That's TonyLoyd.com. Well, listen, thanks so much for joining me today. And until next time, please remember to use this one short, amazing life and go make an impact. Thanks. We'll talk to you next time on Social Entrepreneur.